Welcome to Bitch Talk, booze and interviews straight from the heart of San Francisco. This is Aaron. That's Ann.
Hi.
That's Shar. You can find us at bitchtalkpodcast.com. You can also find us at bff.fm every Monday morning from 5:30 to 6 a.m. We've been holding on to this one for a while, y'all.
I think this is maybe definitely one of the highlights in terms of interviews.
Yeah.
Sundance.
This is up there.
So we had some red carpet issue. Any of you who have listened to our prior Sundance
issues.
We had
plural.
A lot of red carpet issues. But this one was so much fun. We didn't get to talk to everybody, but we talked to almost. We really tried. Yeah, we tried our asses off. We just ran out of time,
yep.
Honestly, because you never really know what to expect with the
carpet.
Big names at these red carpets. Yep. Either they're going to be really friendly and cool, or they're just going to be busy and they're going to, you know, just kind of want to brush past you. So we didn't know what to expect. Also, because it's fucking Wu-Tang. I mean, there's like 50 of them, right?
And it was kind of like, yeah, okay, they're going to show up, right?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah, bro.
There's going to be like a big cloud of smoke and they're just going to like float by and then they're out.
But also like sometimes at these things, last minute, these guys will be like, I'm not going to do it. Or I'm only going to take a photo and I'm going to keep walking.
Mm-hmm.
Which happened to us.
Yeah.
One of the red carpets. And anyways, we didn't use that one. So anyways.
Yeah.
But we waited. We got there early. We got all set up.
It's also funny because at these red carpets, there's not a lot of space.
No.
And there's only space for one person per outlet,
right?
Generally speaking. And yeah. Of course, there's three of us. We roll deep at Bitch Talk.
Yeah.
And so Aaron and I were kind of standing like sideways and like trying to stay slim.
Yeah.
Because they told us it was going to be a packed house.
Yeah.
But thankfully, not all of the outlets showed up. So we got to like fan out and have our space.
Yeah.
And
it was good.
Yeah, I think this was really fun.
So we had a good time interviewing Wu-Tang, and you're going to hear from Capadonna, U-God, Sasha Jenkins, Masta Killa, and the one, the only, RZA. So this was a red carpet for the Showtime docuseries of Mics and Men.
Such a good name.
Yeah, and it's a four-part series starting May 10th. And they're going back home, and they're talking to their homies, and they're talking to their friends, and they're just talking about life as Wu-Tang. So we hope you enjoy our interviews, and we'll see you on the other side.
Hi, how are you, Capadonna? We're representing the Bitch Talk podcast for San Francisco. Thank you so much for being on.
I appreciate you.
So the special thing about Wu-Tang is you guys are like a family. And within families, some relationships work better than others. Who do you get along with best? Who are your best friends in the crew?
Well, I've had various, you know, close relationships with brothers at different times because of school. Because we've been together for quite a long time, like since public school, preschool even. You know what I'm saying? So there was
family.
Right.
Yeah.
There was times where me and you God was really close.
Yep.
You know what I mean? We hustled together. There was times when me and Ray was close. Me and Ghost was real close. Me and Ghost got a magical chemistry together that when we do music or when we do shows together, we got our wave complement each other.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I think I would say, you know, as far as that, me and Ghost got a great collaboration technique. And you know, I mean, I build with all of the brothers, man. But those right there are the closest ones. And me and Deck, you know, Deck used to come over when we was young, and we used to go back and forth on how to become better artists.
Huh.
You know what I'm saying? So we spent a lot of time doing that.
And one last question: how's Sundance treating you?
Sundance is treating me good right now. I feel blessed.
Yeah.
I feel great to be here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm with the Abbott. I'm with you, God. All my brothers came out, man, and we still together, still doing it.
We're so happy you are.
And I'm looking forward to see what else could spring from this.
You know? There's so many possibilities.
Hey, listen, witty, unpredictable talent, and natural game.
There you go.
There it is. Wu-Tang Forever, Capadonna. Love and peace.
Thank you, Cap. Have a good night.
How are you? What's up? How are you?
What's up, you guys? It's a pleasure.
Yeah.
We are with the Bitch Talk Podcast straight out of San Francisco. Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
Welcome.
come bitch with us. Thank you for joining.
So you guys have been in the game for 25 years, and now you're here at Sundance. What is this like for you guys?
Well, it's an awesome thing. You know, it's awesome being around for 25 years and still having fans still loving us.
Yeah.
And like I was telling them earlier, like, I really think a lot of things don't move me. You know, I really don't like looking at myself on screen. Hmm. When I film a video, I say, I do it, that's it, I'm done. When I hit do a record, oh, I did it, I'm done. I really don't, you know, unless I'm performing it. But this right here is a good situation where I feel like, thumbs up, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. I want to get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, though. That's what I want.
Agreed.
That's the one I feel like, yo.
It's time.
I don't be seen.
Well,
my mother gonna cry. She definitely she gonna cry. But she was like, yeah, your son is officially immortalized.
Yes, yes. So this didn't make her cry, this doc, or she hasn't seen it yet?
Yeah, she's in it. She got pictures in it. She got pictures and all that stuff.
And to be honest, you're already immortalized. Let's be honest. I mean, in our eyes, you are. But on the premise of you not liking to watch yourself on screen, were you hesitant to be part of this documentary? And did Sasha get things out of you that you weren't really prepared to share?
No. Sasha's a real quiet guy over there.
Yeah.
He holds a lot of stuff to himself. I had to yank it out of him. Give it to me.
Really? You were pushing him?
No. I still get nowhere. He shuts down even more.
Yeah. Okay, for those of you listening, he's giving the director the eye right now.
Aww.
Such a wonderful man.
I agree, yeah.
Wonderful man. He's nice. He really, sincerely, is a nice man.
Tell him.
Well, I was just asking him if you got anything out of him that he wasn't even ready to share.
I'll be honest with you. This man has not seen the film yet, so it's going to be interesting to see how he feels about it.
I don't like to look at myself on TV. You know that.
I didn't know that.
Yes, I do.
But it's okay.
Domingo should have told you this.
Where is Domingo? He's coming.
He's in my head. He's in my head.
I don't see him.
He's outside. He probably woke up.
Listen, I think when people see this film, four parts, they're going to have an understanding of who this guy is in a way that they haven't before. And I think they'll really have a deeper appreciation for his artistry and just who he is as a person and all that he's been through and all that he's overcome and how it's made him who he is today. I think these guys coming from where they come from, I come from a very similar place. You're talking about people who have no social capital. And to see where they have gone. In the film, these guys are talking about how much they love Sofia, Bulgaria. Okay? He couldn't have imagined that. And to see how people in Sofia, Bulgaria love what he created on the strength of his art and the strength of what he was feeling and what he was reporting, not only about himself, but the environment, to know that that has influenced people around the world, it's heavy and it's 25 years in. This is a very personal story. It's not just about the music. I think the music is great. But so many people love Wu-Tang around the world, and I wonder, do they really understand what these guys are talking about? You're going to watch this film, and if you love Wu-Tang, you're really going to better understand who they are and where they come from and why what they have done is so important and monumental and historic and a very powerful American story, not just a black story, but an American story. And
like
these
that.
Guys need
like
to be
that.
Recognized as great American heroes of not only of art, but of culture and of language. The way these guys rap and speak affects the way others speak. And there's art and artistry in language and expression and communication, and these guys are the pinnacle of that.
You got the last
word. Sasha, you're the lovely motherfucker, you.
Thank you so much for being on Bitch Talk.
Melted my heart. I can't even come. I can't top that.
Aw, thank you.
Graceful ladies.
That was nice.
Next up, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yep.
We'll see you there.
Yeah.
Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Hall of Fame.
Congratulations. Thank you. Hi, Matt.
Master
Kayla. Thank you so much. We're with the Bitch Talk Podcast from San Francisco.
Okay.
We're so excited to be here tonight to talk to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And congratulations on 25 years of music. And what do you think it takes to have that staying power 25 years in?
Originality. Number one, staying true to your art, staying true to yourself. And never wavering, no matter whatever you, because sometimes you go through trying times and you see things that, you know, you're not necessarily with or part of, and it seems like that's winning. Hmm. But if you're true to yourself and true to your passion, I think that's the key to longevity.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. And that speaks to the evolution of the team and with such strong personalities.
Right.
How do you mold as a team with having such strong personalities and going off on your own and coming back together and still being able to do this thing together?
Right. Well, each one of us complements the next one. You know what I mean? Mm. It's like what RZA has and what he brings to the table, what Master Killer brings to the table, what Ghost brings, we all bring something. And collectively, that's what makes the Wu. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There's many different flavors of styles, endless knowledge. You know what I mean? Knowledge is infinite. Mm-hmm. And each one of us brings something that someone in the world can identify with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So how come it took 25 years to get a documentary made?
Sometimes you can't even question it, since you gotta roll with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Because things are born in their own good time. You know what I mean? So you can't force things. Go with the universe and let it take you to where you're supposed to be.
I think that was a beautiful way to end this interview. We will take it. Thank you for being on Bitch Talk.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Yeah.
Thank
pleasure.
You.
Yeah, of course. Enjoy.
One, two, yo, check this shit out.
What's up?
What's called what?
Bitch Talk Podcast.
Say it again.
The Bitch Talk Podcast.
Bitch Talk Podcast?
Yeah.
Hey, yo, check this shit out. This is Bitch Talk, you know what I mean? And we don't mean no bitch ass. You know what I mean?
I know exactly.
It's a definition.
I know exactly what you mean.
Exactly.
Yes.
So, come on.
So what's the secret behind your staying power? 25 years in, still popular.
You know, I think that whatever we do, it resonates with people because it's real life. You know what I mean? And even the real life of it, I think there's a bit of myth of the life, right? And I think it's that balance that brings it in. The art as the myth, but the reality is put through the art. So when Inspector Deck says, I smoke on the mic like smoking Joe Frazier, the Hellraiser, raising hell with the flavor, terrorize the jams like troops in Pakistan. You know what I mean? It's like, and some of those things are still going on. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
it's
real.
Yeah. And what's something that we're going to be surprised to learn about you after watching this?
Oh, I'm about to be surprised with you, so let's talk after.
Okay, thank you so much. Bye, guys.
That was some of the Wu-Tang Clan and director Sasha Jenkins of Mics and Men, which you can catch on Showtime. It's a 4-part docuseries starting Friday, May 10th. If you couldn't tell, we were really excited to talk to them.
I think you...
well, I just...
You kept her... What?
Well, yeah. I was... I think that's what you're going to talk about. And I know Char saw it too, but... Every time I looked over, and no one was in front of us. I think it was right before it started. She was just like staring off into the like wilderness. I don't know what, and just smiling.
I was so happy to be there. I was so excited.
Yeah.
Well, you know, growing up listening to them, and I was excited, and I didn't really know what it was going to be like because this was our last attempt at a red carpet as well.
Yeah. And
we, you know, we were unsuccessful a few times.
If there was a red carpet to be successful at, considering our track record that week.
With red carpets?
Yeah. It was just, I mean, like, if you listen back, it's like, we missed one. We were at the wrong place. We were late. And somebody canceled on us, but it wasn't really canceled.
And then we got to one and we didn't get to interview like the one or two people that we wanted to interview.
And then don't get me started on that one. Don't even get me started.
Without getting ahead of myself, goals for 2020, more red carpets.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And
I like
now
the red
that
carpets.
We know the lay of the land and where things are.
Right.
And that we'll just start going early.
Yeah.
Well, and we know.
So we know exactly where we're at. And if we're not, where we're at.
And we know what we like doing. We know what, you know, our priorities are. So,
next year. Like what we said in the past, it's just like now that we've actually experienced it once, you know, be careful. We're coming for you.
We're coming
with
for
a vengeance.
Yeah. Also, after that interview,
isn't that the same night that we ended up at the BET party?
Yes.
Yes.
Which was fucking awesome. It was like, if there's a Lord out there, they were like, yeah, we're going to give you Wu-Tang and we're going to give you a BET party. See if you can handle
it. I drink out of my orange BET Oprah cup often.
Of course you do.
Which one? Didn't you take like three of them?
I wish I could have.
You took one for each.
I knew you guys were watching me and I knew you guys were going to judge.
Yeah,
so I only grabbed one.
I think that was probably Char's most hammered moment too. You were pretty hammered at that party. Remember? She was dancing her ass off.
She was letting loose, man.
I think that was the crescendo of, because we were almost done, you know?
And you were on 1 hour of sleep, too. I forgot about that.
And then,
yeah, I mean, you were, that was.
And then that one was the
losing
one.
Losing your mind.
That party, that BET party, was the one where they were giving the drinks. They're, you know, because when you go to these parties at Sundance, Every party or every VIP lounge kind of has like this menu of, you know, what's free for you to select of, right? And this one had like, they had like really strong like punch drinks,
you know, like cognac,
shit. It was like punch hard cocktails, and
you're like two in. It was like, all right, well, Char's having a good time.
Well, and the reason I remember that I thought you were drunk is because I know you had an episode to edit. So I was like, oh, you know, I'm having fun, but maybe we should go home. And I look over and you were just dancing your ass off. And I was like, all right, let's just kick it.
Yeah, Ange and I were perched on top of a fireplace.
I know. What am I talking about? We were dancing on the fireplace.
I was just happy. I was just really fucking happy. It was a great moment in our lives.
And we were elevated. So we were dancing on this fireplace. So we were elevated from everyone. So whenever they would come with food, you know, they hold the tray up high in a crowd. So it was like right there for us to swoop on.
And that was one of those places that wasn't running out of food either.
Oh, no. They were rolling out those little thin crust pizzas.
It was a pizza parlor. Yeah, it was like a pizza restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
That and there was something else that I liked too.
Like fried raviolis. Yeah. Deep fried raviolis. I don't fuck around with free food.
Yeah, you and Char.
You don't gotta ask me twice.
Yeah. So that was a great fucking night at Sundance.
Yeah, and to recap the Wu-Tang stuff, I mean, like, yeah, we had a prime spot because it wasn't as crowded, like we mentioned.
Yeah.
Like the director just came in and swooped in and joined in on the conversation, and you guys didn't even have to ask any questions at that point. It was just like,
I'm gonna tell you what. It helps. I'm sorry that we're like a group of three Asian women. We had fucking bitch talk sweatshirts on. And our questions were the best. I'm sorry. We have flavor.
Or
as Ange says, we got flavor.
Oh, do I say that? Yeah. Like that? Do I move my shoulders
flavor.
Like that? When
you do this. Flavor. Right?
Anyway, flavor. I was just grateful because you can often get just like the same answer down the line. Yeah. But they were really thoughtful with their answers.
I thought so too.
And I was even giving...
And looked us in the eye.
I forgot
shit.
Who it was. I was you trying God to give them an in real. To be like, all right, so who doesn't get along? Who do you fight with the most? And they wouldn't even, you know, they're like, oh, we're like brothers. We're all, you know, like they wouldn't even, it was great. They were so thoughtful and look you in the eye and
just
really...
chatting with us. Yeah, so we had a good time that night. We had a good time on that red carpet. It carried us all the way to the BET party. I was like, walking on sunshine, but not like
no.
More
we were
of a
actually
version.
We're
of
actually
that.
Walking on black ice. Remember?
Yeah, trying not to fall on our asses. I mean, thank God that didn't happen. I'm getting different shoes next year. I'm getting your shoes, basically. Mm-hmm.
Step it up.
Yeah, but thanks for listening to our red carpet interviews with Wu-Tang. And don't forget to follow us at bitchtalkpodcast.com and our new home at bff.fm every Monday morning from 5:30 to 6. And we'll see you later.
Bitch, please.